Right, a little bit later on now at Preston Geek Up, and it's 11:10, and it's still going, lots of conversations, and I'm stood at the bar with Mike Newman. Hello, Mike.
Mike Wilson.
Oh, Mike Wilson, sorry. Now, Mike, let me think. I'm trying to explain or describe what you do. You basically sell work service base to people, and it could be, you know, if somebody wants to set up a website or whatever, you could sell them that space. You sort of resell.
Yeah. So basically, we provide the servers in a data center in Manchester where our customers host their websites, and obviously that website is then served to the people's browsers.
So are you like a broker?
No. So basically, the data center that we're in Manchester, they provide us with like the power and the air conditioning and the humidity and the generator backup and everything like that. We just buy the space from them, and then we provide everything else on top of that, such as the connections to the internet, the actual equipment itself, and obviously all the know-how.
So if a business had set up, say, like a restaurant recommendation guide, and they had it running on their own...
Which is ironic, because we actually do host sugarvine.com, which exactly that
so
concept.
So maybe Sugarvine, maybe somebody started it off in a house, in a bedroom, or in an office... But eventually, as it starts to grow in size and they need reliability and that sort of thing, then they'd come to somebody like you.
Basically, we can offer many different types of server, from low-end kit to high-end kit. Obviously, the bigger websites have a lot more than one server. They might have a load balancer in front of it to split the traffic to many servers. You know, it scales up from one server to, you know, Facebook size number of servers, thousands upon thousands. So
I'm looking at you, and you look a lot younger than me. I'm guessing you're kind of 25, 30?
Yeah? 29.
29, okay. Yep. How do you get into something like this? Was it something you did at school?
Basically, sixth form work experience, I ended up going and working for a company, setting up websites for student unions. And from that, I learned obviously all about hosting and websites and all that kind of stuff. That company ended up going bust, and so
through no fault of your own.
No, through no fault of my own. And from that point on, basically, I kind of thought, well, I don't want to work for anyone else ever again. I'm going to go and do something myself.
Right. So you did A levels in computing, and then you went on to a degree.
I did up to GCSEs, did first year of sixth form, work experience in sixth form, where you went and did 2 weeks placement at a business. I went and did this 2 weeks with this IT company, and they obviously needed some IT staff, and I kind of, at that point, didn't really want to continue doing...
It was a very long work experience.
Well, it was. Certainly was. It turned out to be for years. I think it was 2 years I stayed there for. But obviously, I didn't really want to stay at school. It wasn't my thing. I was bored by then. I felt forced, actually, almost to go to sixth form, almost as if there was no other choice. So I was actually quite relieved in a way when I went to this company that actually there was another option rather than continue with.
So does this make you view sort of few potential employees in the future? Does that mean you'd be keen to take people on work experience possibly?
Yeah, and in actual fact, that's I would much prefer to take someone who's very enthusiastic and young than somebody who'd been to university and, you know, been taught some stuff that perhaps isn't commercially relevant. I'd much prefer to take someone on at an apprentice level and teach them commercially the right way to do it rather than what some syllabus has told them at university or school or whatever, which probably isn't relevant out there in day-to-day business. So
great. Little plug, what's the name of your company?
Right, the name is Optinium Limited, and you can get to us on optiniuminternet.co.uk.
Okay, Mike Wilson.
Yeah,
thank you very much. Thanks, Mike.
Cheers.